The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 20th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2. Ajamya delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, text number 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Gurunam cha lagunam cha guruni cha laguni cha prayaschitani papanam gyatva uktani maharishibi gurunam cha laganum cha guruni cha laguni cha Prayaschitani papanam gyatvoktani maharshibhi gurunam cha lagunam cha guruni cha laguni cha Prayaschitani papanam gyatvoktani maharshibhi gurunam heavy cha and lagunam light cha also guruni heavy cha and laguni light cha also prayaschitani the processes of atonement papanam of sinful activities gyatva knowing perfectly well uktani have been prescribed Maharishibi by great sages. When I saw this mantra on the board, I was thinking, oh, this is a verse about the spiritual master. But actually, this is not a verse about the spiritual master. This is a verse about sin. There's two kinds of sin. There's guru sin and lagu sin. A guru sin is very, very heavy, heavy sin. Guru means heavy. And a lagu sin is a light sin, the moderate sin. You see? So this is a verse about how heavy and light sins are both completely eradicated by chanting the holy names. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process of atonement, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light. Purport. In this regard, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes an incident that took place when Sambha was rescued from the punishment of the Kauravas. Sambha fell in love with the daughter of Duryodhana, and since, according to Kshatriya custom, one is not offered a Kshatriya's daughter unless he displays his chivalrous valor, Sambha abducted her. Consequently, Sambha was arrested by the Kauravas. Later, when Lord Balaram came to rescue him, there was an argument about Sambha's release. Since the argument was not settled, Balaram showed his power in such a way that all of Hastinapur trembled and would have been vanquished as if by a great earthquake. Then the matter was settled, and Sambha married Duryodhana's daughter. The purport is that one should take shelter of Krishna Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose protective power is so great that it cannot be equaled in the material world. However powerful the reactions of one's sins, they will immediately be vanquished if one chants the name of Hari, Krishna, Balaram, or Narayan.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
This is a great boon. This is a great boon. We're pretty sinful, you know. We're guilty of lagu pop and guru vipap, both light and heavy sin, both. And all varieties in between. Yeah. Moderate, every scale. Very heavy, heavy, slightly heavy, moderate, light. On every level we're sinful. Practically we Kali Yugites were like, we're practically sin, each one of us is practically sin personified. Committed so many sins. We ate our mother, the cow, many of us. We ate meat. So many sins we committed, you see. So just see how fortunate we are that Lord Chaitanya has come. He's given us this Harinam Sankirtan. Now just by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 one can be free from all sin. But you know what the big problem is? It's called Hati Snan, the bath of the elephant. We get purified by chanting. But then we do nonsense again. The elephant, he gets very clean in the water. But now he's wet when he comes out of the water. And there's no towel there to dry off, so what to do? So he rolls in the dirt to dry off. And that way he becomes dirty again. Srila Prabhupada explains, if you can simply see Lord Jagannath in the Rath Yatra festival, by that Jagannath Darshan, you become free of all sin. So it's a similar potency in saying Hare Krishna. The difficulty is we immediately go back to sinful mentality again, you see. And what is that sinful mentality? Instead of seeing this world as the property of Krishna, we see it as my property. We think, how can I enjoy it? Instead of seeing how we can engage it in Krishna's service, we think, how can I engage it in my service? And because of this sinful mentality, we say so many offensive things and we do so many offensive things that keeps us bound up in the cycle of birth and death. So we have to take advantage of this mercy by chanting as much as possible the Hare Krishna mantra. What is the vow of initiation? 16 rounds, is that the vow? Yes or no? 16 rounds is the vow? Yes or no? Yes?
No.
That's right. It's not. It's not 16 rounds. It's at least 16 rounds. We never say, now you're initiated, the vow is chant 16. No, we say at least 16 rounds. There's a big difference. That means you fulfill the minimum requirement when you chant 16 rounds. That's the bare minimum. So we can go on chanting unlimitedly, you see. When you wake up in the morning, immediately you can vibrate the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you're shaving, you can also. When you're combing your hair, you can chant Hare Krishna. When you're in the shower, you can chant Hare Krishna. That way you can get your body clean and your soul clean also. The point is that Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, you should always be chanting my glories. So if you're not chanting Hare Krishna, you should be thinking about Krishna. How adept he is at playing that flute. He attracts all the residents of the Vaikuntha, of the Goloka Vrindavan, simply by his flute playing. He is the supreme superstar, attracting unlimited people just by his playing on the flute. Just by the way he's standing on the bank of the Jamuna in the beautiful moonlit night. Anybody who sees Krishna in that beautiful posture at Keshigat with his flute to his lips, casting sidelong glances means like this, they're completely captivated. They completely forget about everything in this material world. Nothing appeals to them anymore except for Krishna. This is why one gopi girl, she warned her gopi girlfriend. Rupa Goswami has given this very nice verse in Sanskrit. Smaram mangitraya parachitam sati vishtirna drishtim vangshi nashtadaram kishalayam ujjalam grandrakena govindyakyam haritanumitaha keshi tirtopakante ma prakshashastava yadi sake bandhu sange stiranga. My dear gopi girlfriend, if you have any desire to continue enjoying society, friendship, and love in this material world, then whatever you do, don't you dare go down to the bank on the Keshi Ghat tonight. Don't get near it. Because if you see the smiling face of that boy Govinda, casting those sidelong glances, placing the flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. Twigs, you know, like the twigs of a tree. Newly blossomed twigs, like in the spring, the twigs, the flowers bloom on the twigs. So Krishna's lips, they seem like two twigs, that are the flowers have just blossomed on the twigs. His transcendental body, bending in three places, is very bright in the moonlight. So don't go there, my dear Saki. Your material enjoyment, we finished. Do not go, do not go, don't go. So what did that gopi do? Did she run back to her house and lock the door? No way. She ran to Keshi Ghat to see who was this smiling boy Govinda. And she forgot everything of society, friendship, and love. So we can tell the people, if you have any desire to enjoy this material world, then don't you dare chant Hare Krishna. Don't you dare come to the Hare Krishna temple. Don't even touch one of these books. Because if you do, you will fall madly in love with that smiling boy Govinda. And you want nothing of this world except for Krishna. That's all you want ever again is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Just by meditating in that wonderful Shamsundar, the most expert flute player, the most expert charmer of women, the most expert killer of demons, and then your material life will be finished. And you won't have to take birth again in this rotten place. So, we are most fortunate that somehow we have gotten this Hare Krishna mantra by the mercy of Prabhupada. And now we can totally devote our lives to Krishna under the guidance of our spiritual master, and in this way achieve the supreme nirvana, which completely minimizes the Buddhistic nirvana. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Hari Bola Nanda.
Ajimila chanted the holy name and become liberated.
Did somebody become liberated by chanting?
Ajimila chanted the holy name and became liberated. And
he got an extension. He didn't immediately get liberated. He was going to be dragged to the court of Yamaraj, but he got an extension. He got a reprieve, and then he went to Hardwar and cultivated his spiritual consciousness in Hardwar. Next question.
Yeah.
Sakoma, kad jisai šiandien Bhagavatam aprašo, kad jisai buvo bejėgiškoj būsenoje, kada šaukėsi viešpatį. Jis sako, kad ta būsena labai vertinga yra. Kaip išsiugdyti tą būseną, būtent kad kartu tai vardas tokia nuotaika?
It said that he was chanting in helpless mood. How we can get this helpless mood by chanting?
Happiness?
Helpless.
Oh, how did chant in a helpless mood? You just have to open up your eyes, Prabhu, and see the reality. You see, we're in this little dream that we can live forever. That's the problem. It's described by Maharaj Yudhisthira. Ahani ahani bhutani ganchantiya lamalayam shesha stavaram ichchami kim achara, what is it? Kim.
Ataha.
Huh?
Ataha.
Ataha. Yes. So in this way, he said that every moment, countless numbers of living entities are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj, but those who are remaining think they will live forever. There's no greater astonishment than this. So we're dreaming that we can live forever in this material body. That's the problem. If we realize that any moment this life can be snuffed out, there is danger at every step. Padam padam yadva padam nate sham. If we'll always remember what a dangerous place we're in, you will chant Hare Krishna with great absorption. For example, Prabhu, if you were flying on an airplane and all of a sudden it just went like this, went straight down to the earth, and you knew within a minute or two you're going to be dead, would you absorb yourself in chanting Hare Krishna? Or would you pick up the in-flight magazine and read it? You see? No, with great intensity you would take shelter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You see? Actually, George Harrison did that. They were on a plane and it went into a completely, it was spinning around. It was like upside down. It was a horrible thing. They were in some storm, a little plane. And George was screaming Hare Krishna at the top of his lungs, and then the plane was saved from the danger. So you simply, Prabhu, have to realize you're in a very dangerous position. At any moment death can come. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. At any moment death can come and take you. So you must take shelter of Krishna as your only business. Because if you're not taking shelter of Krishna at the time of death, you take birth again in this rascal place. Would you like to suffer in your next life? Then you must take shelter of Krishna. That is your only business, to take shelter of Krishna, nothing else. That every minute you must take complete shelter of Krishna. If you will chant in this mood, you're going to chant some really good rounds. Like a child crying for the mother. And Krishna will hear your intensity. He will reciprocate with your intensity. Srila Prabhupada explains that simply if we will take the pathway of the four Kumaras, if we will take that pathway that they have established of bhakti, immediately Krishna will appear within our hearts. So if you can chant Hare Krishna with complete, total helplessness, Krishna will immediately appear within your heart. So, do you want to see Krishna or do you want to see Maya? It's your choice. Next question.
Ar užtenka pamatyti viešpatį Džeganatą vėlę kaip, ar reikia kažkokios specialios kvalifikacijos, kad mes apsivalytų?
It is enough only to see Džeganat, or it should be... It is enough to see Džeganat somehow, to become purified? Or
no, but then you have to completely avoid all sin after you get that darshan.
But question is, we should see... in some specific mood or anyway, you just see
in according to Shastra, according to Prabhupada's statement, any seeing of Jagannath is completely purifying. Any kind of seeing of Darshan Jagannath. But the difficulty is Hatisnan, elephant bath. They immediately go back. The Yatra comes by and they go, they're amazed to see Aditi, and then they smoke another puff in their cigarette, you see. Yes.
Aš turiu klausimą. Sakote, jeigu norite įsivaduoti iš majos, turite atmerkti akis, bet jeigu tas materialės akis atmerksite, atsirasi vėl majai. Ir tik, jeigu nori atsidurti vienybėje su Krišna, tai turi užmerkti akis. Atmerkti akim neatsidursi, čia ganatos nepamatysi. Paveiksliuką gali pamatyti atvaizdą apie namą. O atmerktam mokim, tai Maja pamatysim vaizduose tą materialų pasaulį. Laikrodį va, autorių, langus, žmonės. Nepamatysi atmerktam mokim Krišnos.
Jūs sakote, kad reiktų atmerkti akis, jeigu mes norime įsivaduoti. Bet jeigu mes atmerkiam visą materialės akis, mes aplinkui matome tik tai Maja.
You said that we should open our eyes to become liberated, but when I...
Open our eyes to what?
To become liberated.
Commutator?
To become liberate.
Oh, to become liberated, you have to open your heart to Krishna. Fully open your heart to Krishna and let him come in and take over. Any other questions? Yeah.
What it should be our mood? We should want to become liberated or to get bhakti?
Bhakti is the supreme liberation. So if you desire bhakti, then you're properly situated. One who has bhakti is already liberated. Iha yasya harer ja, what is it? Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalas vapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. One who is engaged in devotion, fully engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, the body, mind, and words, is already liberated in any condition of material existence. So just be absorbed in bhakti, you're already liberated then. Liberation without bhakti is called vimukti maninas. It's imaginary liberation. There's no real liberation outside of bhakti. So you should simply desire bhakti. And then your liberation is there.
When we achieve bhakti, it is important mukti or not?
No, actually mukti is not very much of interest to a devotee. He doesn't mind if he remains in the cycle of birth and death forever. If he can serve Krishna, it doesn't matter to him. He's happy just to serve Krishna. To him, the material world or the spiritual world is all the same. Because he's connected with Krishna in every situation. The pure devotee is already back to Godhead. He's living in Vrindavan at every minute. He's already liberated. He doesn't have to think about going back to Godhead. Krishna, whatever you want to do with me, that's all right. I'm here to do whatever you want me to do forever. That's all. That's a soul that has no tinge of material pangs within his heart. Questions?
Mokytojas sakė, kad kartuojant viešpaties vardą mes apsivalom, bet sekančią akimirką vėl padarom kažkokią nuodėmę. Kodėl taip įvyksta? Ką reikia daryti?
By chanting holy names we become purified, but second minute we start those sins. Why and how to avoid that?
Because you have been contaminated for millions of lifetimes. It doesn't, that residue of the karmic residue does not go away immediately. So the way to protect yourself, to be strong, is given by Rupa Goswami. Adao Garashvayam. You must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. You make a commitment to the spiritual master. Guru Maharaj, I will every day chant 16 rounds. I follow these four principles. And by that commitment that you make to the spiritual master and by the potency that he gives you, you'll be able to conquer over these things. If one tries to be a devotee without having a spiritual master, you know what Krishna says about them? It's mentioned in the Adi Purana. Krishna is talking to Arjuna. Ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhaktashta te janaha mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktaste me matta matam te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So the secret to becoming powerful in Krishna consciousness is to become very meek and humble before the spiritual master. That's the secret. Understand?
Can you repeat?
The way to become strong in Krishna consciousness, like a lion, powerful like a lion, is become like a meek and humble lamb in front of the spiritual master. Next question.
Yra žinoma, kad mes prisimam ir kitų nuodėmes, netgi dėl
Aš girdėjau, kad mes taip pat gauname ir kitų nuodėmes, pavyzdžiui, savo tėvų. Ir jeigu taip, tai yra skirtumas tarp tų nuodėmių, kurį mes patys atliekam ir gauname iš kitų.
I heard that we get since not also from our parents or someone else.
No, you have your own, karma, that's all.
Yeah,
you don't get anybody else's karma. Unless you, of course, the spiritual master gets his disciples' karma, and the king gets the citizens' karma. But if you have dependents, then you do get some karma if you're dependent. But you don't get it from your parents. If someone is under your protection and you don't engage them properly and they suffer karmic reactions because you didn't engage them properly, then you're responsible also and you get reactions too. That answer your question?
There is some difference between this karma, my karma, and this karma I get from my dependents.
No. Karma means... No, karma is karma. For all of your actions, you have to take responsibility. And if you don't train your dependents properly, you don't give them proper guidance and protection, that is your misdeed. Karma means you suffer and enjoy for your misdeeds and your pious and your impious deeds. That's all. Nobody else's, just yours. But if you don't train them properly, that is your impious deed.
Jeigu kažką netinkamai apmokote, dėl to kenčiate, tai yra jūsų kaltės, jūs neteisingai
apmokėte. You must suffer. Now, if you make your best effort with all sincerity and they don't take it, then that's their fault, not you.
Bet jeigu dedate visą nuoširdumą, visas pastangas ir kažkas to nepriima, tai tuomet jūs negaunate karmos, tai jau baigėte.
Next question. Yeah, Debbie.
While we are not pure, some devotional service we can easy make, and some is hard for us to make. So should we put endeavor to make any service, or that particular service is easier for us?
The best thing is to take that service which is difficult for you. Because by practice, it will become easy in due course. Whatever you find the most difficult, that's what you should be running to. Because that's where you make the most advancement. Do you want to become super advanced, or you want to remain a neophyte? You want to become advanced, or you want to remain neophyte? So if you want to be advanced, take those services which you find most difficult and go for those services. Next question.
Klausimas dėl šito, ką tik pasakyto atsakymą. O kaip tas skirstimas pagal varnašamą, kad reiškia daryti tai, ką daryti, nes eiti kitų kelių pavojinga.
But how to understand this Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita that it's better to do your duty but not your duty. Like Varnashama, everyone is according to their nature should work.
Yeah. Yes, everyone should act according to their nature. That's a bit. So that means the householder, he has to take good care of that lady who is his wife. If her mind is disturbed, he has to help her to get over that mental disturbance.
Jeigu, pavyzdžiui, vyras, jis turi rūpinti savo antrąją pusę, ir jeigu jos protas yra sudarykęs, jis turi...
But it's not that some brahmachari sees, oh, this Mataji's mind is disturbed, let me go have a private meeting with her and help her get over her disturbed mind. Not the brahmachari, that's not his duty. The shloka says, Shayang svardharma vigana paravanat panushtitat svabhavam niyata karma kurvan napoti kilvisham. It is better to do your own occupational duty, even though you may perform it imperfectly, than to accept another's duty and perform it perfectly. Duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions. That doesn't mean to say you shouldn't accept services that are difficult for you. It means you should act within your prescribed range of duties. That's what it means. A householder has a certain range of duties. But the brahmachari has a different range of duties. You see? If the householder's wife wants to have a child, it's his duty to give her a child. It's not the brahmachari's duty to give her a child. If the householder's, if the wife, the lady wants a child, it's her husband's duty to give her the child. It's not the brahmachari's duty to give her a child. Yeah. So there's a certain range of duties that one has according to one's position in the Vedic society. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't take up services that are difficult for you. It means you shouldn't do services which are outside of your range of duties. That's what it means. The brahmachari has very difficult things within his range of duty, and so does the householder. He has difficult things within his range of duty. So that, not that they should avoid doing those things that are difficult. Well, I'm a householder, I don't like working a job, so I won't work. You see, that's neglecting his duty. It may be difficult for him to earn a livelihood, but he has to do. It's his duty to maintain his wife and children. And for the brahmachari, he has to remain aloof from womanly association. That may be difficult. He's a young man, there's so many beautiful young women around. It may be difficult for him to do that austerity, remaining aloof from women. But he can't say, well, whatever duties for a brahmachari are easy to do, I'll do those. The ones that are difficult, I won't do those. No, he has to do the easy and the difficult ones. But the householder has to do the easy and the difficult duties that he has. The brahmachari has to do the difficult and easy duties that he has. You can't say, well, I'll just do the easy duties, but I won't do the difficult ones. Understand?
What about Varna?
And what about Varna, considering Varna?
Same thing. Everyone has varna and ashram duties, so one should act according to anyone's duty. That's all. And within those duties, there are things that are difficult and easy. One should do the difficult and the easy things both, not just the easy one.
But for example, for Brahmana, to build something, it will be hard, so should he do this?
What's difficulty? What are the difficulties for a Brahmin?
To build something, to construct.
To nail the nails.
To nail the nails.
Yes, but you have to understand one thing. Vaishnavism is transcendental to Varnashram system. One may have the varna of a scholar and not of a construction man. But because he's a Vaishnava, he'll do anything, whatever his spiritual master asks, even if it's not his propensity. The order of the spiritual master overrides one's material talents. You understand?
But our material contamination, it is
not, huh?
But we are not affected by our material contaminations.
If one chants Hare Krishna and takes shelter of the order of Guru and Krishna, then you become transcendental of the material nature, completely transcendental. And then you can do anything. Because you're acting under the order of Guru and Krishna, you're completely transcendental in this material existence. You can do construction, you can be a college professor, you can be a politician, you can be a ditch digger, digging the ditches, you can be a cook. Just be completely surrendered to Guru and Krishna. That's the perfection. Okay, our time is up. Tonight we're having a lecture here.
Public lecture in Yonava.
Tell everyone where it is. So we thank you all very much for participating in this Krishna consciousness movement here in Kaunas, Lithuania. Please dive deeper and deeper into the mellows of Krishna Bhakti. And you will taste the sweetest happiness at every minute. And you will not take birth again in this rotten, nasty place. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Kṛntarāj śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai.
Śrī Śrīmān Saṅkārśana Adhikāri Mahārāja ki jai.